formation to taxation, covering inflation, temptation, high expectations, and that dreaded stagnation. We bring to you Hit Nation.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Hip Nation podcast. Today we have two very, very, very special guests. These are probably the coolest guests that we've had on the podcast so far. And I have to say that because I got to spend about 10 to 12 hours with these two people over the last couple months doing our Juniorpreneur program. So Juniorpreneur is a program that Graphically Hip started. It's a community initiative where we teach kids how to start their own businesses. So we had seven students join our very first class about a month and a half ago. And it's a 5-week program, couple hours a week, and we held it at Community Futures here in Penticton. They were kind enough to help sponsor that room for us. And at the end of the 5 weeks, all of the students presented their business plans to a group of judges. And those judges were Mike Campbell, Jasmine Anges, Amanda Darnley, and Francesca Amante. And those judges chose a winner. Now, typically we were only supposed to have one winner, but we actually had two presentations who were absolutely outstanding, and the judges just couldn't decide, so we ended up with two winners, and those two winners, as part of their prize package, got to be on podcast today. So I'm here today with Avery and Caden, and we're going to talk to them a little bit about their experience with Juniorpreneur. Before I get started, I would like to also acknowledge that the other students in the class, Nazif, Marley, Elisa, Roman, and Kayla, were also absolutely impressive and a joy to have in the class, and can't wait to see what they do with their businesses as well. I know that Roman in particular has already started his business, is making money at it, and so if anybody needs yard work done, Roman's your guy. He's got a Facebook page called Youth Yardscapers. I also want to thank our sponsors of this program before we go any further. And those sponsors were Castanet, Local Landing, Amante Real Estate, Wacon Manufacturing, Action Edge Business Coaching, Community Futures, and then we partnered with the Okanagan School of the Arts for the registration portion of our program. And have to thank Kim so much for all of the work that she did on this. With working with us on this project. So, and I'm just about to hand over the microphone to Avery, but before I do, I just want to say to go ahead onto whatever platform that you're listening to us on and hit the follow or subscribe button. And if you're listening on Spotify, it may not be immediately obvious where that button is, because if you're on the episode, you won't be able to see it. But if you actually click on the word Hip Nation, which is found right under the episode title, then you will see the follow button if you don't already follow us. There's also a donate link at the end of the episode description. So if you feel like you got some good tips or good information, or you just liked listening to us and you feel like donating to help us out, you can do that there. And yeah, I'm ready to pass it off to Avery. So Avery, tell us who you are and where you come from and all that fun stuff.
All right. Hi, I'm Avery, and I'm an artist with Fresh Air Studio. I specialize in realistic graphite and colored pencil drawings of people's pets and family members, or just images that pop into my head. I can recreate your loved ones on paper with the accuracy you would expect from a photo. So yeah, my elevator speech pretty much says everything there is to say. I live here in Penticton, BC with my parents and my two cats, Bear and Nova. They're amazing. And yeah, so I charge, well, can I advertise?
Yeah, advertise, do it.
Okay, so I'm just getting started with my business right now. But if you want a commission or just want to know more about how much you'll need to pay me for the work that I would be doing, then you can just email freshairstudioart@gmail.com and I will answer your questions as soon as I can. I'm just getting started, so I should be able to answer it pretty quickly. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Awesome. What school are you at?
I'm at KVR Middle School.
Did you say that already?
I don't think I did.
It's okay. Okay, so KVR Middle School, and what grade are you in?
I'm in grade 7.
And how old are you?
I'm 12.
Awesome. Okay. Caden, tell us who you are and all the fun stuff.
So I'm Caden. I own Baking City. I specialize in making very unique bakings, like macarons. I don't know if you heard of them. They're a special French cookie. I mainly do a lot of other baking, too, and I've just recently started actually getting a couple orders from my family, of course, because I haven't really broadcasted outwards yet. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'm from Penticton, BC. I was originally born in Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. We moved up here about 3 years ago because we wanted to change our lives a little bit, so we did. And then we found Penticton, and we just settled down here ever since because my dad actually had roots here originally. So we just followed those routes, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you lived in Seattle until you were 10?
Yes.
Ish?
10-ish, roughly.
Yeah. Cool. Seattle's a beautiful city. I visited there in, like, 2013, I think. Mm-hmm. I love it there. The weather's not the greatest. It's kind of like Vancouver, I think. Yeah. Just rainy all the time. Awesome. And you are at what school?
I'm at KVR Middle School in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. And you're sixth or seventh grade?
Seventh.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. So the two of you were the winners of what we call the Lion's Den, which is very similar to the Lion's Cave, which is similar to the Dragon's Den that you see on TV.
Or Shark Tank, if you're listening to the American version.
That's right. So to get that winner status, you had to present your business plan to a group of judges. Tell me about that experience. Was it nerve-wracking? Was it easy? Did you have fun doing it? Were you scared? What was that like for you guys?
Well, for me, I was getting super stressed beforehand. I had no idea what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I got out there feeling unnervingly confident. But then about 3 minutes in, I realized that I had spread out every single bit of information. So I just had to tell my backstory. And yeah, it was really, really fun. And I was honestly shocked that I was one of the winners. But yeah, if there's anyone who lives in the South Okanagan or wants to do a lot of traveling and is a teenager or 10 or 11 or 12, then I definitely suggest taking the junior printer class because it is so fun and really worth it.
Yeah, and I have to say, your presentation had judges in tears.
Oh, thanks.
Which was super, for myself even, I wasn't a judge, but I was watching and you made me cry for sure. So good job on that.
Thank you.
And Caden, what was it like for you?
I went into this with a lot of confidence, and then about halfway through, all my lines were gone. I'm just like, oh no, what do I say now? I just had to start like improvising and just following what the judges were asking. I was just trying to follow and do like all the right things that I knew, because I knew some stuff that I haven't already said, but I was just, I ran out with all my pre-made lines, so yeah, I just had to start making up stuff that was true.
Same. Well, yeah.
And it's scary, right? Like, you think you have it all in your head, and even if you practice at home, you can take like 5 to 10 minutes practicing
and
at
under
home,
pressure, but when your head's there, just
like,
empty.
Boom. Yeah. It's very fast. So it was awesome that we had those judges there who were very insightful and able to ask you guys questions and mm-hmm. provoke more thought from you. But Caden, we were really impressed with your presentation because, the presentation was great all around.
Thank you.
You came in with your chef's jacket and you had what really impressed me personally was that wooden box that you built.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that box, where you made it, what its purpose was, and all of that stuff.
So for the presentation, I made a wooden box that was to hold like all of my business cards and to display the cookies for the judges. And the day before I actually was going to present it, I went into our tech ed shop at our KVR Middle School with our brilliant tech ed teacher, Mr. Burrows. Huge shout out to him. He helped me make the box with all the geometry and everything the same. So just for that whole class, I was cutting up lumber to make it all into the box, and I then brought it home that same day to then nail it all together and then brought it over to Junior Entrepreneur.
That's awesome. That was very impressive. That box alone with the like angles that you had stuff on the top to like prop stuff up on, I was like, wow. And then to find out that you made that box especially for your presentation, that was just like,
thank you.
A bit of a level up, I think. Yeah, very well prepared. So if you guys, what was your experience with the whole class? Like not just the actual presentation, but just going through each week. Did you find that it was hard to learn things? Was it easy to learn things? Was it like, tell me about how that went for you.
So, yeah, I would say that it definitely wasn't easy to learn things, but I know that if I was doing it just by myself at home, I would have found it way harder.
Mm-hmm.
Because with Sarah being there and everyone else just learning it with us, it was really helpful because when you're alone just watching YouTube tutorials, that's not going to help you as much as like having someone who's actually been through the business and done it step by step themselves. Yeah, I think it was really, really worth the money. And I also got to meet some other amazing kids my age. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I think when you say that it was hard to learn things, was that because it was just content that you didn't know? Like, I was teaching you things that you were unaware of? Or was the actual concepts of things very hard for you to learn?
I think it wasn't like impossible to learn. It wasn't like algebra or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, oh, that's hard. I think it wasn't the concept of things. I think it was just the fact that I hadn't been introduced to all of these fancy business plan stuff. The closest I'd ever gotten to that was, you know, going to a party and then taking my sketchbook and having people realize, oh, that's nice. And then me saying, okay, pay $25 and I'll give you a personalized drawing of your pet. And that plan didn't work out at all. But I think it's definitely a lot better.
Yeah, so it was just like really learning that there's more to starting a business than, like you said, sitting in a room and asking for money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. And Kaden, what about you? How did you find like just the goings on of each class?
It was, the topics were kind of interesting to learn because you taught them in a very fun manner, not like some teachers. They'll sit down and be like, okay, so this is how you have to learn this. It's just like most teachers sometimes will teach it flat. You taught it in a really fun, like engaging way that brought a lot of people into that topic, which made it kind of fun for the class.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that, but really it was you guys that made it fun because just the class participation. So if you guys remember, like sometimes when a certain student was stuck on something, they didn't really have any ideas, then I would bring everybody in
mm-hmm.
to kind of brainstorm and help that person. And I think that's what made it fun. That's what made it fun for me, just watching the ideas come out of you guys when I would ask you to try and come up with some ideas for someone else's business. So that meant that you had to stop what you were doing, working on your own business, and come up with something for somebody else. And that was very inspiring to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for me, it was you guys that made it fun.
Thanks.
So talk about what Juniorpreneur has done for you. Has it changed anything in your life? What have you done with your business since winning the presentation? Have you, I think you, Avery, you mentioned that you've started doing a little bit of stuff for it, yes?
Yeah, so far I haven't really started my business fully yet. Mm-hmm. I've just been focusing on, like, evolving my skills and making sure that the customers that I will have eventually are getting, like, the best that I can make for them.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just, right now, I'm just setting up an email and trying to decide how I'm going to advertise because I don't want to do social media. I'm way too young for that. But and in the program, I decided on posters. But if you can relate to me, you'll know that, like, you walk into the library, you see the poster board, you glance at it for 2 seconds, and then walk away.
Yep.
And I think maybe one in every 30 people who looks at a poster in the library is going to actually, like, think about that and contact the person. So I'm just going to see if there are any more unconventional ways that I can, like, evolve my business and advertise. But I think it's really helped with my life because then I can see other points of view and see it in the bigger picture as well.
Yeah, I think I love that your mind is trying to come up with more, like, not just social media, which definitely is a good way to do it. But like you said, you're very young. You're not even technically old enough to have, like, a Facebook account yet.
Yeah.
So I think what might be interesting for you is figuring out, well, we figured out in the class who your target audience is. So try and brainstorm, like, where does that person hang out and what do they like to do? Maybe they like to go to Tempest Theater or Many Hats and watch a play. So maybe they have a bulletin board that you could put something up at.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
And then also, when you know that there are plays going on or just productions around town that where you know people who appreciate art will be, you could maybe have some flyers drawn up that you could stick on the windshields in the parking lot of that event. There's lots of different things, and we can talk more about that outside of the podcast. Great. If you want to. But I love that you're trying to get creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
Caden.
Yeah.
Have you done anything with your business since winning?
I've been doing a couple more baking tests to try and get my baking skills a little better because our oven isn't the best because it fluctuates about 25 degrees both ways of what it actually is set at.
25 degrees, hey, wow.
That's a lot.
It's a really precise old oven.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, you set the dial because we invested, like, $25 to actually get, like, the oven thermostat.
Yep.
And every once in a while, it would be, like, way over here and way over there. It's like, oh, so we need to pay attention to that more because occasionally I would sometimes burn, like, the bottoms of the cookies, which wouldn't be good because then they're not good French macarons.
Yep.
So we've started to get better at figuring out what temperature is better for the oven because then it doesn't fluctuate as much because fluctuation is really bad in baking. All the bakers that know about that, it's horrible in baking.
Yes.
It can mess up your entire batch if you do not pay attention to it, which is can be very bad because you can lose a lot of money from all the ingredients.
Well, and probably even more so with something as delicate and intricate as a macaron.
Yeah.
Like the baking is the important part of that, mm-hmm. right? Like, I understand the mixing of the ingredients and all that, but to get that perfect texture on the outside and stuff,
the perfect shell,
that's
and
all the oven, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I imagine that's important and good for you for investing in something that can help. Did you use your prize money to invest in that?
No, that was before we won, but I've started actually using it now because we lost it when we were bringing home all of our groceries one time.
Oh no.
So we lost it for like a couple weeks.
So I actually, something that I didn't tell you that I wanted to ask you both about is what did you do with your prize money? Because you each won $50. Mm-hmm. Did you do anything with that?
So so far I've just been looking online and seeing like what I can get for the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking a pretty big sketchbook that has, you know, like the dotted lines where you can like fold the paper and then it'll just like come straight out.
Yep.
I'm not someone who really enjoys having to get, like, individual sheets of paper
mm-hmm.
because then you have to make sure you're not folding it and everything. So I want to be able to make sure that I can just put stuff in my sketchbook and then work on it in there.
Cool.
So I'm working on that and then finding some high quality erasers that I can get to and maybe some new colored pencils.
They also have, you should look into a portfolio book. It's like a big black book with clear sleeves in it. So you can slide your drawings into it, and then it also protects your drawings.
Okay.
And then you have something that you can show people, like a physical portfolio.
Okay. Yeah. I'll see about that.
They're not super expensive either. Yeah.
Great.
Be a good idea for you. What about you, Caden? What'd you do with your prize money?
Right now we've bought it some more piping tips so we can pipe the frosting a little better on it and make like better rounds for our macaron cookies.
Yep.
Other than that, we're just looking into what other stuff we should buy for my business to expand it, because in baking there's a lot of different things that you could buy for it, but some things are like way too expensive, like a brand new mixer or anything like that, because we already have one that's pretty good. So we're just trying to wait to see what else I need to improve my business with the money.
Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool that you went and found like some tips that will help improve your process, maybe make it a little faster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. A little neater. I don't know what the process is with the tips, but yeah, that's awesome. Good for you guys. Tell me about what it was like for you to be announced. Well, not only just a winner, but a co-winner. Because that was a shock to all of us. No one was expecting that, least of all the two of you. So let's start with Caden this time. What was it like to be announced winner?
Because we were all standing up on the front, and then you were announcing the names. And once you said my name, my whole body was just like, what? My whole body just froze, and I was like, what? Was that my name?
That's awesome. Well, you didn't show it.
Yeah.
You looked totally calm and collected, and yeah, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Avery?
I was totally surprised, because I was honestly just shocked about how many compliments they had given me during the presentation. And I was just kind of, like Caden said, shocked.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really... I didn't really know what to do, so I just went over and was like, okay, so I won. Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be shocked at the compliments you were given, because you, both of you are very talented.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you both know that, but sometimes it's just hard to, you don't want to sound like you're bragging or like you're full of yourself, right? But both of you are very, very talented. And the judges, even afterwards, were like, that cookie was really good. And I think... I don't know if Amanda has gotten a hold of you, but I think she wanted you to do a drawing of her dog.
Yes. If you have her contact, can you tell her about my email?
I will.
There isn't really another way to contact the business yet so far.
Yeah. Do you want to repeat that email right now?
Sure. It's fresherstudioart@gmail.com. All in word, fresherstudioart@gmail.com.
Perfect. She's an avid listener of this podcast, so she'll get it. I'll give it to her before that, too, though. But Caden, do you have any way for people to get a hold of you if they want to?
Right now, I'm only doing baking in Penticton, and right now you can call me on my personal number.
Okay, don't say it.
Okay.
You can leave it with me,
okay,
and I'll let people know if they get a hold of me, how to get a hold of you.
Okay, so just get a hold of Graphically Hip, and if you have an order, you can send it over to her, and she'll forward it to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Or I'll just give them your number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. What do you plan to... Avery, tell me what you plan on doing to keep going with your business moving forward. Like, do you have plans to expand? Do you have plans to... hire people? What's your next move?
Well, with like an art business, it's kind of hard to expand and like hire people, because the customers will just be looking for that one style. So eventually, if I do end up needing to hire people, it'll probably be like someone to keep track of the orders and stuff. And if I do end up getting enough revenue at some point, then I'd like to find a space where I can do my art rather than just the window seat in our living room. Although it is a very nice window seat, I would probably want to have a better spot.
Yeah.
I think I just want to keep doing what I'm doing and start getting schedules done, so that like when I end up having more orders, then I can just keep track of it all and make sure that I'm not losing control of, like, the whole business.
There's something to be said about having someone to keep you organized. Because especially once you get going and you start getting lots of orders coming in and you're having to do the work yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're the artist. That can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, just touching on how you said that people will be looking for your one style. Just think about this too. Because I'm a graphic designer in my business. So I'm an artist. I have my own style as well.
Yeah.
My style's very modern and very forward thinking. And so I do have clients come to me because of that style, but also it would be beneficial to me to hire somebody who does other styles so that I can attract other clients.
Yeah, true.
I'm not there yet in my business. I'm not ready to do that. And I also have, other designers who I can hire to do that kind of thing for me,
yeah.
Whose specialty is, say, like a vintage logo or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be something that you think of too. If someone did come to you and say, well, can you do this style? You could say, I don't, but I have a colleague or I know someone who can.
Yeah. And another thing I might end up working on if I want to hire someone is probably just going to be like working on advertisement, mm-hmm. or deciding whether I should start doing like cards for birthdays and Christmas and stuff,
cool.
Yeah. Or like prints for t-shirts or just prints that people can put on their walls for a smaller price.
Yeah, there's a couple of artists in town, Peggy Collins and Jenny Long.
Mm-hmm.
They both do put their artwork onto t-shirts, and it's super cool.
Yeah, I think I might expand into that eventually.
Yeah, well, let me know if you want to. I can help you out with that.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, you betcha. Caden,
mm-hmm.
Same question to you. Got any big plans?
Later when I'm old enough, I'm probably going to open up a storefront that will have like all the infrastructure and hire a couple employees to help with the baking and everything.
Yep.
But right now I'm probably just going to keep it a little small, mm-hmm. till I'm old enough to actually have a storefront and work out of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I know in your presentation you were talking about, kind of the cost of the equipment and the, mm-hmm. the kitchen, like the ovens and all the different things that you need. Like, you seem to be very well researched, mm-hmm. on what it's going to cost you to get this business going.
Lot.
It's a lot of money for sure. So now that you have this sort of foundation of how to move forward with your business, you could expand on that when you're old enough, mm-hmm. both of you, by going to the Community Futures and taking their business program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they actually offer, you can apply for business loans through them if you take their business course. And actually, I don't think you have to take the course, but it definitely helps.
Okay, cool.
For sure.
Yeah, and they teach you how to write a proper business plan. Like, the one that I taught you in your class was a very small and much
simplified.
Condensed, yeah, simplified version of one, but Nicole, who's the instructor there, she would teach you how to write a very complex business plan and with a lot more detail. And then you can submit that to the I'm probably butchering the procedure here. Nicole will probably send me a text or phones me. But I think you submit that to the loan department of Community Futures, and they will determine if they will give you a loan or not. So that might be one avenue for you,
mm-hmm.
when you do want to open your storefront, or when you want to expand into a studio or something, to explore those loan options. Okay, so have your friends and family been supportive of you guys?
Yeah.
Like,
especially when I'm baking it a lot, my mom will help me mix a lot of stuff because it's
awesome.
Sometimes it's two people needed, because like sometimes one person's mixing the egg whites to get them all frothy and another one's sifting all of the ingredients together,
yep.
to add them in. So
cool.
Sometimes it's two people, and then sometimes it's just one, and yeah.
Do you find that it's much easier with two people?
Yes, because you don't have to running back and forth, like watching the egg whites is like, oh, is that too much? Nope. And
Yeah, for sure. How long does it take to actually bake a batch?
To bake a batch, depending on, like, actually how much I'm doing. For normally a normal batch I'm doing, which is probably 48 cookies, it probably takes me around 3 to 4 hours.
Okay, cool.
48
cookies.
Cookies, yeah. Or like, so that would be 24 actual like sandwiched cookies, or just
48 like actual cookies, with the frosting and everything.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
And then so you have to mix the ingredients for the top and bottom pieces, but also for the, do you make the frosting yourself? Mm-hmm.
I make the frosting myself. We have a very special lemon curd buttercream that we make. We put actual lemon curd into the buttercream, which is amazing.
What is lemon curd? Because I ate that cookie and it was amazing, and it was gluten-free.
And also macarons are gluten-free. They are not vegan because they have eggs in them, but they are gluten-free because we use almond flour, not real flour.
So tell me what lemon curd is.
So lemon curd is, don't know the actual term, but it's basically just like the, I think it's like the whole lemon has been like gelatized or something, but it's just like the curd of a lemon, which is, it's just really, it's like lemon juice, but with a very high amount of sugar really added to it, so it's really yummy.
Cool. And do you just buy that like at the store, or do you make lemon
curd? We buy it at the store. It's way too hard to make lemon curd.
Yeah, I imagine it is. I've never heard of it.
In short, if you did not understand what Caden just said, it's delicious.
Yeah, it is delicious. Good summary.
Simple definition. Delicious.
Absolutely. It is delicious. And you also have a special ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, I mean, you shouldn't tell anybody what your special ingredient is.
I haven't.
I know the judges were pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is, but I'm not telling anybody. Avery, how about your friends and family? Have they been pretty supportive of you?
They have been, I want to say overly supportive, but maybe that's just me, like, kind of, I don't know. I just, I was so shocked to be one of the co-winners.
Yeah.
That I just kind of, I don't know. I didn't see it as an achievement. I kind of saw it as like an accident or something.
What?
Well,
oh, girl.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very proud, but I don't know. I don't feeling like I'm bragging, even when I know I'm not.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
They've been very, very, very supportive, and pretty much telling everyone about it, which is kind of embarrassing.
Right?
Yeah. And they've been quite supportive of me and my business, but they also want to make sure that I'm keeping up with school and not
absolutely
just spending all of my time on art.
That's so important. We just finished watching that movie called King Richard. Have you guys watched it?
I haven't seen it.
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
So it has Will Smith, and he plays the father of Venus and Serena Williams, mm-hmm. the famous tennis players.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole thing throughout the whole movie was, okay, I have these two girls who are like very talented tennis players. Even I think they started when they were little and were always very talented. And they started getting recognized by high-end coaches and players and stuff, and wanting to move to a different city and get them training with the pros and stuff like that. And his whole thing was, they need to just be kids. They need to go to school. They need to get an education. And literally just be kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because tennis isn't everything, and it's not always going to be there, right? In your guys' case, you could make these businesses last forever. Mm-hmm. It could always be there, but it is important to still be a kid and, like you said, Avery, get an education. And all of that is really good insight and, like, very mature of you to say at 12 years old.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
What advice do you guys have for other youth entrepreneurs and future juniorpreneur participants? So actually, just so you guys know, when this episode comes out, will be
session 2 has started,
session 3 probably, because this episode will be 3 weeks until we publish it. So we did our first class with the older kids last week, so I think we'll be
nice. How did that go?
Either the third or fourth. It was good. Yeah, it was really good. There's nice. 6 students.
Cool.
In the new class. So yeah, tell me what your advice for them is, considering that they'll be in like week 3 or 4, just about ready to go into their presentation.
Yeah, I would say be excited about it and like make plans that aren't too specific, because if you have huge ideas about how it's going to go, then that's just kind of you won't be able to keep up with what's actually happening.
Yeah.
But still, like, just stay focused on what's happening, but
kind of be in the moment.
Be in the moment. Yeah. And maybe, like, if you already have an idea of what you're going to be doing in Juniorpreneur, then don't go too far with that beforehand, because you'll be going through the whole process with Sarah.
Yeah, and, like, there were even some students in your guys' class that, you know, started out, I think you even had, Caden, you had one idea you started with, and then as we went on in the class, that changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was a couple students that did that as well, and that's something that I told my new students as well, like, just because you pick this idea today on the first class doesn't mean you have to stick with that, but mm-hmm. like eventually you have to pick one thing, but the first few classes kind of figuring out, like,
what you're going to do,
something I can make money at, is this something I can build, so that's great advice, to just kind of have that open mind and not be too stuck on one thing. Caden, what about you? What would you say your advice is for this, for not only this next class, but all future Juniorpreneur classes?
My advice would probably be just to get all, like, especially when you're presenting, don't give them all your information right away, because then you're going to run out of information to tell them later down when they ask you questions, and you might start repeating yourself, which isn't always good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is, but not always. Like, give them a small little bit of, like, give them the main point of your business, and then keep some information to yourself, like, until they kind of ask you questions, so you have, like, answers for them, not like kind of what I did. I made some of them up, because I was just like,
Yeah.
Same. I can't believe that you're saying that, because sitting and watching you, I don't know if you were able to watch your video presentation.
It was.
But you were very calm, and, like, I couldn't tell for what. I didn't think you were nervous at all.
On the inside, my brain was just like, code red, code red.
Well, you have a really good way of showing it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I had no idea. Anytime they asked you a question, both of you actually, anytime you were asked an impromptu question by the judges, you were on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you had an answer, even though you feel like you may have given up all your information at the beginning.
Because I did keep just a little bit of information, and I was just like, open those, get those out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You both did really well. I mean, everybody did really well.
Yeah, everyone did.
They did. I wish, looking back, I wish that everyone could have seen each other's presentations, but I just don't know if it would have been fair, because somebody could have had an advantage hearing the kinds of questions that the judges asked, and then,
like, the last person that they could prepare.
Yeah,
I wish we had a Vimeo subscription so that we could watch the others.
You know what? I can put an email out to the rest of the parents and ask if it would be okay if I share those links to everyone.
Cool. Yeah, because it looks like that would be something interesting to see.
It would be. And, I mean, you guys spent 5 weeks with those kids. And then I remember every time somebody would present, and then they would go back into the room where the rest of the class was waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone would just be cheering and clapping, and even though they didn't get to see that person present, they were still cheering them on, and
we knew they did good.
Yeah. That was something that really warmed my heart, because it kind of meant that you had made a connection with each other, and that's ultimately the goal, right?
It was also kind of pretty funny, because we were all staged in this one room in the backstage, and you would always come up and just be like, it's your turn now, because she would never give us any, like, lead time, because it was all random.
Yep.
She'd just walk into the room, it's like, just pointing, just like, you ready?
Yeah.
And then your whole body's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it was kind of terrifying.
Yeah, for sure, but also,
you need to be ready to do it.
In the real world, you're not going to be given warnings about stuff like that. So it was good practice.
Yeah, you could have a customer walk in on you at any time and be like, I need an order of 500 macarons in 5 days.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can't be like, oh, well, I didn't have time prepared for that. Although, if someone's doing that to you, you better charge them extra, because that's a big request.
Big orders come with big prices.
That's right. Yeah. Rush fees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, before we wrap it up with the last kind of question that I have for you, is there anything else that the two of you want to add or say or ask or anything like that?
I just want to say thank you, Sarah,
for
doing
that. Because it was so fun, and especially with COVID, we just didn't really have, like, I know I didn't. I didn't really have any activities going on for almost 2 years, and it really helped me to have something that I was also passionate about.
Yeah.
And other kids that were passionate about it, too. It's not like swimming lessons when, like, maybe two or three kids are super passionate about it, but everyone else just wants to leave.
Right.
And everyone else is just flopping on in the pool, and people are actually swimming and learning the things.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone was into it and really wanted to learn about business and move forward.
And I think it is the type of program that we're not going to get 26 kids in a class like you would have for swimming lessons, right?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
It's a much more niche program where you have to want to do this. Mm-hmm.
You have to want to have a business.
Or don't come. Or, I mean, come. Maybe you think you want it and then you end up not wanting it. But I get what you're saying. Like, it was... both of your passions really showed through.
Mm-hmm.
It was my pleasure having you guys and the rest of the kids in the class.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. So do either of you read books? Do you have any book recommendations or TV shows or anything like that?
That's hard to say.
I'm not a big reader, so I don't even know what to say when people ask me that. But.
I am an avid reader, and there's a series that I've been obsessed with since I was, like, 9. It's called Warrior Cats by Erin Hunter, and I definitely recommend that, and it is really, really good. Also, The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games is always a good book series for almost anyone. Yeah,
it's amazing.
What was better, the books or the show?
I haven't seen the show.
Oh my.
I'm just going to assume the books because...
Everyone says the books are better, right?
Books are always better.
Yeah.
The book I would recommend is The Rule of Three. It's a three-book series. I don't know the author off the top of my head right now.
That's okay.
But, yeah.
The Rule of Three, what's that about?
It's basically these kids come home from school one day, all the power gets shut off, all electronics just go dead, and then you have to fight for your life throughout this whole thing, and there's people that go against them. I'm trying not to spoil the book too much. Basically it's just the apocalypse, kind of, except they defend themselves through it.
Nice.
Cool. Okay, The Rule of Three. And Warrior Cats, you said, was a series?
Yeah, there's probably about 70 or 80 books.
Whoa!
Because there are, like, 8 series of 6 books each. And they're, like, the plot is amazing and lots of, like, varieties of characters. And it's really, really good. Are there any others? I know there are. And any of Rick Riordan's books.
What's the name, sorry?
Rick Riordan, Riordan. Like Percy Jackson series based off of Greek myths.
Oh, cool.
And then there's some about Roman myths and Norse and Egyptian, and it's overall really good. There's also a sci-fi that he wrote recently too.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Okay, I'll check it out. And I put your guys' book recommendations right on the Juniorpreneur website.
Okay.
Sorry, not the Juniorpreneur website, the Hip Nation website.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anybody wants to purchase these books, it'll be a link to an Amazon where they can buy it. And then Hip Nation gets a kickback if people buy it through that link. So that's kind of cool. If you have any friends listening to this that are like, I want that book, you tell them to come to my website and buy it. Yeah, okay. This has been super fun, and I want to thank you both and all of the students and sponsors of this program. Thank you so much, but especially to you two for coming in here on your Saturday and giving me
an hour
of your time.
Yeah. And thank you for even hosting the class in the first place.
Thank you so much.
It's become... I had plans to... maybe in a year's time or something, pass this program off to a nonprofit. And
please.
I know. And then after your guys' presentations, I was like,
we changed your mind.
I can't. Yeah. I love you guys so much.
It's a movement.
It is. Yes. I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope it will be.
We should start the Juniorpreneur Party of Canada and then run for the federal election.
Whoa!
Aggressive moves.
You know what I'd like to do? I would like to eventually build this program up so much that I can present it at the Dragon's Den, mm-hmm. the real Dragon's Den.
Yes.
And get them to invest in it and make it a national thing.
That would be great.
There are other similar programs out mm-hmm. there already, but mm-hmm. yeah. So that's the plan. So again, thank you both for being here. Again, my pleasure. Mm-hmm. Truly, truly my pleasure. Aww. And we will talk to you both soon and keep in touch and let me know how your business is going and all will that do. Fun stuff.
All right.
Okay, thanks guys, and stay hip.
See you.